Is your bartender serving the best, the best, the best beers to you? This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Full slate of hosts. Everyone on deck. Everyone showed up to work today. And it's going to be fun. Fun like always. Next couple hours are going to be hanging out with you. We're your friend.
It's just the
three of us and you. Having fun drinking beers. Later on, we're going to talk about beer releases to look out for. LOF. Not ISO. LOF.
LOF.
LOF. LOF. And
lube oil and filter.
Beer. that too. Some beer culture news. We're going to talk about that. And we have an extra special thing that I don't know of any other podcast has. Where we have podcasts within our podcasts, as the listeners call in with their version of a beer show. Only 3 minutes.
I rather enjoyed that last week, listening back as a listener.
You got to listen to it live as a listener, live.
Listen to voicemails within voicemails.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we're going to have to start figuring out what some of our favorite listener podcasts are.
Beer metal, dude.
Controversial, but I can't argue with it either. And what else? We're going to talk about beers.
Oh, that last perfect week. Dram was pretty hot.
Beer releases to look out for. The which one?
The perfect dram. The one I co-host.
Oh,
yeah. Apparently.
I don't remember that one.
Don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I was there and answering questions. I sounded a little different.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah. That was cool. You were on that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did listen to the show last week.
Must have had a cold. Hey.
Hey, well, guys. Thank you, guys. Before the
is this
show.
Is a pure beer?
Yeah, that sure is.
Oh. New beer just opened on the show. Right
I will
now.
Have some haze Live if it's on from the these show. Guys.
It's going around the table from middle to right to left of the podcast style.
Thank you, Mike Cruz. He
what?
He went down to L.A. for a beer event, and he came back, and he's like,
"Oops, I poured a little too much."
He's like, "Here's some extra cans." He's like, "You figure out who gets them or whatever." I was like, "If it's pure, I'm taking it."
Mine. Yeah,
nobody else. I figured it out.
Yeah,
me.
The one time Matt karate chops his boss and gets away with it. Mine.
San Diego's Pure Clouds of Delusion. Double IPA.
Oh,
thank you, Mike Cruz of Tioga Square.
Ooh. I've missed everything that they do. Good.
Yeah.
Excuse the silence.
Anybody down south ever wants to send pure beers to us?
Enjoyment of silence.
Let us know.
The sounds of haziness.
We have a P.O. UPS store box. It's in the show notes, the address. Just so you know, if you want to send this stuff.
You do that.
We're just going to sit here and
drool
over this beer for a minute.
Remember, we're having a show here in a minute.
See, if more had this pineapple juice effect than an orange juice effect, I would drink more hazies.
I'm okay with that.
And it's not over the top. Some of them can get just like all pineapple or something, and this is not. It's just enough.
Still bitter. Still a tiny bit of carb bite.
What? You want this? Damn it. I thought you were going to forget about it.
Mikey's licking the inside of the can.
Embrace the murk. That's what it says.
Embrace the murk.
Murky IPAs. Hashtag 2019. Murky IPAs.
Get the murk. Not the mercury, but the murk.
Oh.
Mercury.
So we have that going around. This is pretty amazing. Pretty much what we want. Before the show, our tailgating beers, we had Belching Beaver Mosaic, What is it? Is there another just double mosaic, right?
It's a Duval, yeah.
Just mosaic. I'm not a fan of it. I didn't like it. The brothers, you seem guys was good to be with fine
that.
With it.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, fantastic. Yeah.
I would not have guessed it was Belching Beaver until you said that.
Bingo.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm glad you guys liked it. Glad.
Oh, you feel like you did a good deed for the day, huh?
Yeah, look at me.
Hey, parole officer, I got my community service in. I gave somebody something they liked.
Gave some nerds some beer they liked. No, I didn't like it. But they
selfless
did.
Selfless good deed.
And I let them have it.
I just want to know if there's lactose in this beer, but I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, we'll know tomorrow.
Yep. We will find out.
There is absolutely no information.
Zen.
It's a secret.
Secret beer.
Clouds of delight.
We also had brand new. Just in. Hitting the stores now. Sierra Nevada. Sierra Vez. Their new lager, just all year round lager now from Sierra Vez. What was the lager before from Sierra? Was it just probably just lager?
Probably
lager.
they go through names so much. I don't know. It could have been called Sidecar. Or... Bushweed, yep. I don't know, something.
Weed Whacker.
He's putting two names together.
Mr. Beer Kit.
Wood Filter.
Wood Whoa, Filter. Let's not get crazy, Mr. Beer Kit. So that's a good lager. This new Sierra. You guys gonna buy this by the six pack?
Internet.
You see, come 4th of July.
You want internet.
Come 4th of July, that'll be in the ice chest.
Oh.
But yes, that'll be super affordable.
Like, ooh, party time. Got to watch the handsy ones. You know, the ones that just reach in and grab whatever they... Oh.
That's what you... Yep. Yeah, you keep those on the top, the ones you don't care about on the top for those people.
Uh-huh.
It's when they start searching. And then I'll judge them like, you're not enough of a beer geek to start searching in there. Just take that beer that's on top that I intended for you.
Yes. Don't dig deeper.
No. You don't get to dig deeper.
If you're not going to break conversation and eye contact, you don't get to dig deeper.
Mm-mm. No.
You're going to keep on talking. Just reach your hand back into the ice chest, grab something, whatever's
on top. Wait. What beers did you bring? Oh, none? No, you don't get to dig. No digging for you.
No dig. Damn. So now we got to have two levels of ice chest.
Yep. You have a hidden ice chest.
And then the secret hidden ice chest.
And the secret. Yeah, you hide beers at the bottom of the regular ice chest that everyone's using. Then you have your own ice chest around the corner.
Someone called Yeti. We need the false bottom ice chest.
Yes. Where I can reach him from behind it.
Uh-huh.
And like people think I'm just kind of standing there, like put my hand against the ice chest. Like, that's odd that Mike's just standing there with his hand, but he does love that cooler.
And he loves that cooler.
Meanwhile, I'm back there going,
secret compartment.
Aha. Get on that. Get on that Yeti.
If you're next to a tree, you could just, you know, like the bears, just put a rope around it and tie it up to a branch. Some people sneak by, you could just lower it down, grab a beer, and winch it back up.
Yes. Nobody ever expects the ice chest from above.
The tree chest. Well, this year, as we look towards spring, I have an alert for everyone. Wait. Damn it. It did not work like I thought it would work.
Great.
Yeah, that's the noise I thought you were going to play.
The new trend now.
Okay.
And that's very controversial. It's going to be this year's trend. The rosé ales.
Boo.
That's it. It's on.
Does that mean hazy's over?
No.
Oh.
This is an added. Now you have to deal with this as well. There's no like. Now in beer, there's nothing that goes away. And then you're like, oh, good. What's the next thing? It's just now you have to bow additional things.
No wonder Windmere's shutting down brew pubs.
Yeah, Windmere shutting down, too. Yeah, that's bad. It's bad. So,
Target's only going to carry hazy and rosés now. Is that what you're telling
me? Yep. So these rosés have been happening. All these, and at Firestone put out, Firestone Duval put out the Rosali.
Oh boy,
it's a brand new one. It's a beer rose made with hibiscus, wine grapes, and so it caused a stir amongst Twitter celebrities, beer celebrities.
Not them.
Jim Wilson.
Ooh, can I tangent you real quick?
Yeah.
Where are the hardcore beer nerds? What's their social media? Is Twitter the hardcore beer nerd?
Twitter is more for the newsy.
Okay.
Beer nerds.
So and Instagram then, is the showy ones?
Yes, the showy, like, influencers and drinkers. And Twitter's more for the, like, talking points, message boardy, newsy beer nerds.
What about Venmo? Who hangs out there?
Me, when I owe people money.
Oh, okay. LinkedIn? Is there a LinkedIn crowd on beer nerds?
I haven't found one yet, but I'm on there. If you want to start talking beer, hit me up on LinkedIn.
I just want to make sure there's nothing I don't know about yet. You know,
yeah.
You kids keep changing your minds.
It's Untappd, bro. Got to get on Untappd. That's where the real people are at. There's an Untappd up, by the way, since we're still tangent here. It's an Untappd update. There's a new update. It's got stuff in there.
Ooh.
You can do more things.
DM pictures.
Some more venue. No, you're smart enough to stay away from that. Some more venue stuff you can do. There's just more. Just go update your Untappd. Go look at it. There's a new update. It'll be fun. But so Jim and Wilson, who works for Firestone, and she's a pretty prominent Twitter person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was like, look at this. It's great. And the label, it's pink, rosé, pink. And, you know, the whole color scheme of the packaging is...
It's supposed to be light and refreshing.
And then it's got a girl that's, I think it's a ripoff of the Sun-Made Raisin Girl. Nobody else has pointed that out but me, but.
Oh, man.
And it's.
Where's our Valley Peeps at?
If you wanted to label it as something, it's effeminate. Okay.
All right.
And, you know, people have been working towards getting to where we're not being gender specific with our marketing of beer, you know, like no chick beer, you know, you don't want to be making chick beers. You don't want me making beers with, you know, with strippers on the, you know, you stay away from both angles. You want to just be making, this is beer and it's not made for a specific gender. It's just beer. Enjoy it regardless of whether you're male or female. And so, Melissa Cole, another prominent beer Twitter person, kind of pointed out, kind of was saying this, and so Jim and Melissa got into a little battle about that, and then of course dudes had to start getting in.
Yes.
Well, here's my opinion. Actually,
this is gonna go well. I can tell already.
I just ignored the dudes coming in. Like, I have an opinion on this now. But I just found it interesting that there's two female prominent Twitter people that had a totally different side, who I always felt like had the same sort of mind on things, had totally different viewpoints. You okay, Louis?
He wants to weigh in on this.
Do you not like this discussion? This is when we do need a Louis mic right now.
This is upsetting to Louis.
Should we move on, Louis? So the it's splitting people.
Yeah.
Splitting good people.
I don't think we'll know how Gemma really feels though, because she's got to support her brand. Right.
Exactly. It would be hard for her to step out of that.
Yeah.
And be like, I agree. I didn't agree on this packaging.
But here it is. Go buy it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to, I've never had any of these rosé sparkling wine beers. Like, why is it, where is the cutoff line between it being beer and it's like a wine product that's beer influence, or a beer product that's wine influence? Like, where do you cut that off at?
49.51.
49.51.
It's still 51% beer. It's a beer.
It's a beer. Because Firestone's making it, it's beer. even though if a winery was making it, it would be wine, beer infused, or wine infused with beer. But because Firestone's making it, it's beer infused with wine.
Aha.
Flavors. I don't know, Louie. What is
He's
going
so
on?
So confused.
Though? What's happening, Lou? Louie's just giving out odd wines. That is, you're upsetting the show, Louie. This is a professional show, Louie. Jeez.
Real work is happening here.
I want to try these beers, but I cannot imagine I'm going to be in on these at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because wine is, I don't like
it. Oh, there will come a time you'll be forced to try one you're the beer geek.
I'll try it, but as long as it's still indie, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try any indie beer-related product. But doesn't mean
in
I have
the
to
dog,
like
it.
The dog, Indiana. I mean, come on, there's only so many freaking things to drink. There's a shit ton of regular, a shit ton of IPAs I can't even get to. Do I need to add more things now? With the rosés?
With the rosés.
Just drink wine.
Rose bees and rosés.
All right, guys. Some more culture. Mm-hmm. We're already in it, but Matt,
That's
you
good.
Have some culture.
That's good.
So I saw your poll that you have going.
Uh-huh. I will reveal before you say any more. You got to wait till the end of the show before I reveal what we're picking.
Ah.
But go ahead.
I got to wait the whole time?
Yep, you got to wait.
Damn
can
it.
Can I say my influencing yes. statement?
Please. Yeah, because it's not, you could sway it here.
The saying doesn't go leg the sweep, so it should not be beer sweep. Or
beer the sweep.
Board sweep.
Sweep, okay.
Sweep the board.
Well, that was one of the options.
Sweep the board, sweep the leg. Just yeah. keep it. People are already familiar with how that sentence
but
goes.
But board sweep is just tighter, though. Sweep the board. There's an added word there.
Yeah. So that's my culture for you.
All brain right. no work so, so right, well.
You're making it more difficult than it has all to right. be.
These are options. We're in a planning stage here. So what Matt's talking about, if you haven't been paying attention lately, like when you're at a venue that's got an untap board, and you're on an untap, and you check into the beer you're drinking, and you make sure you check into it that you're at that venue and you're having it at that venue. And then your name will appear on the board, the bottom of the board.
Ooh.
You look really cool to the ladies. Yes. Trust me. Trust me. I have scored so much by showing the girls like, look, that's me on the board. And so
But wait a minute. That means you have to have your untapped avatar on you somewhere. So they know that's you.
I'm just like display, like blatantly displaying my phone.
Oh, okay.
Well, my untapped profile.
There you go.
Holding up my phone. Oh, yeah. This. Oh, it's my untapped profile.
Did you see it?
Look. So if you know you check in, if you check in and nobody else is checking in with you. You're going to have all your check-ins are going to be displayed on the board. You're going to be the only person there. That's a board sweep or it's a
board sweep.
Board takeover. Or there's about three terms that have been going along that we've been using. And I finally decided we need to pick one and we need to start this trend. Uh-huh. And then we will know it, when it gets out to the beer geek, then this trend that we were the ones that started it. But I need it to be, we need to have a clear decision on what the exact term will be, what the hashtag will be. And I put a poll out on Twitter and a poll out in the forum, and we will reveal what was decided by everyone that should be the term we use. So you guys got to wait for the end of the show. No. Some of you don't listen all the way to the end.
What?
I see you. Don't think I don't see you.
Who would do that? I didn't do it.
You don't even know what happened to the end of the show last week?
Not yet. I got halfway through voicemails.
Oh, man. Good thing. I'm glad. I was worried. Just don't listen to the end.
Nothing I must.
Happens. So, Matt, go ahead with your other things.
Yeah. And then from Brewers Association, they posted an official statement saying that Charlie Papazian has officially exited the Brewers Association. He hit his 70th birthday on the 23rd, and that's him wrapping things up. So they don't quite say... I'm sure there's people that are way more of a fan of him that know the exact reasoning.
Yeah.
They didn't cite, you know, health or wanting to go do other things. It's just, they just say, cheers to Charlie as he takes the next steps on his never ending path of living and learning.
Yes.
That's the abridged version of.
If it's 70, I would hope it's not doing other things at all. having beer at home, yeah. Looking at a lake or something.
But the, you know, the, he was, every year when they hand out awards, he was the guy on the stage. And yeah. So he probably had a lot to do with everything. So they didn't be like, oh, he will still honorarily hand out awards or do this or that. They're just like, whatever he's going
to
do.
Our Drake's friends got to be the one of the last people to be given a GABF award from Charlie.
So it's officially done.
There you go. I wonder who will be doing it at GABF now. Be handing him out. Somebody cool, I bet. Probably Scotty B.
Here's your award, Chief. Great job. You know what, Super Chief? You.
What? Scotty's here? What?
And then Upslope. You may have heard of that brewing company.
Pronounced
Boulder,
yeah,
Colorado.
It's Upslope, bro.
They released some news saying that they're having a couple of 2019 releases added into their thing. So this one is Doubles is a Looking Out For and Just Want in general. They have their 2019 Experimental Hop IPA, 6.5%, medium body, gold color, and the first thing in the food pairing, prosciutto. I mean, now I want that beer even more.
Wait, so there's a beer I could pair with prosciutto?
Yeah.
I'm in.
So I want to know more about this beer and possibly, I don't know if they name which experimental hop it is or if they're just going to change it up. Yeah, it just says this IPA series allows for our brewing team to continue our exploration of new hop varieties. So this year's style that features cashmere, laurel, and cascade hops. So
banana. Zeppelin 4 side 2.
No, I like the one with the, what's his name, rapping. from the Godzilla soundtrack.
Yeah, so those are my news things. There's a little bit of sad beer things, a little bit of cool beer things, a little bit of new beer things.
All right. Nick.
Hi.
What have you been sitting on for 2 weeks?
Well, I had news and then I forgot it.
Cool.
And then other things happened, and so here we are.
All right. Well, moving on.
So I don't, you know, I'm not one to make waves. I hope you guys know this.
Yeah.
But I noticed something the other day.
Not even in a jet ski?
Oh. Only if it's a wave runner. Bros. Light bars. So I noticed a little something the other day. Maybe you guys noticed, maybe you didn't. But
I love gold.
I know we don't talk bad about, you know, certain people around here.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you've ever looked at Russian River's logo.
Mm-hmm.
It says microbrewed in Sonoma County.
Sure.
They have a second brewery now.
Is that not, can't, they're not micro anymore?
I don't know. I'm not trying to say nothing, but
Pliny's Big Indie Beer. No more micro.
I don't know.
If it's just regular Crow.
Are we going to give them a pass?
Not micro. Crow.
Crow. Crow Brew.
Crow Brew.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Projected to produce 40,000 barrels of beer this year.
I wonder, was there ever a set limit on micro beer?
The only information I could find is the 1,000% accurate Wikipedia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they say 15,000 barrels or less.
And how much? How many barrels? You say
Widmer is supposed to produce 40,000 this year.
Or Windsor.
Yeah.
Windmere.
Windmere. Yeah, Windmere could probably Windmere produce that much too. Do it. Yep.
Windsor.
Wow. So, no longer micro beer. Are they gonna have to change the label?
I don't know. I hate to be the one that blows the whistle, but
so I forgot to mention. So 2 weeks ago, I went to the coast, and when I got all the way to the coast, I was like, "Shit, forgot my pillow."
And went back.
Forgot my Pilsner.
Yeah. And I got all the way home and was like, shit, I forgot to go to the store and buy a Russian River.
Damn.
I was wondering about that because now Russian River is all over the place in Central Coast.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony Bags, by the way. And I was like, well, of course he's going to bring back one of them.
It's like I even had Russian River on draft at two different places.
Got it.
Still did not. And I was like, and a friend I was with, Danielle, I even told her about California Fresh Market. I was like, if we're looking for something, we should go here. But myself going there to buy Russian River just did not register until I got home.
Yep. At least you weren't like me, looked at the Russian River and go, that's cool, and then walked away without buying it.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do with you guys? That's neat.
Hey, look at it.
That's neat.
A giant display of Pliny the Elder. Ooh, man, I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, watermelon sculpin. Oh, let me get that.
Big gulps, huh?
I haven't seen this in a long time.
Yeah.
So we got a new beer opened here, in case you missed that.
This is damn good.
From our local Dust Bowl Brewing, Poncho Imperial Stout. Imperial Stout made with
Ancho
Chiles. I'm too far away. Ancho Chiles. Cacao nibs.
What?
And cinnamon.
Where are we?
Cinnamon.
You scared Louie.
Let's read up on it, because our friends at Dust Bowl sent this to us.
Ooh, we have literature.
Yeah. Smooth chocolate and cinnamon notes are accented by layers of ancho chili flavor in this unique imperial stout. Unique. They got out on draft and 16-ounce cans. Did you guys see the ABV?
Negative, sir.
Did you, ma'am?
I don't know.
All right. Well, just throw it out there. What do you think?
I'm going to say 10.3.
9.
Ooh, 10.1. Wow. Turo, Munich, Karaf 2, Special B, Black and Beech Smoked Malts. Hops are Summit and North Down. I have not heard of North Down.
North Down, better than South Up.
So, and Dust Bowl is now available in Southern California.
Great.
So because they needed it.
They needed some therapy.
They needed more beers. You know what? Before I used to think, like, God, it'd be great if Tioga would get into L.A. and say, no, I don't want them to have it.
No more.
No, they don't need it. We get it. Okay? Stop. No more sending our beer.
You come to us.
Yeah. No more sending our beer down there anymore. That's it.
Except for Craft Beer Kings.
Okay. That's fine.
Distribution, bad.
Mm-hmm. Bad.
Driving to the brewery, good.
Good. So, yeah. Only Oklahoma and Central Valley should have Dust Bowl, but fine. LA has Dust Bowl now. Great. I like this, the spiciness here in the stout. I like the spicy.
This is very spicy.
It's a very spicy. Well, we had a couple new Apple podcast reviews.
Ooh.
Yeah, you believe that?
I do not.
You don't? Well, you should. If you listen to us in Apple Podcasts, you should make sure and subscribe if you're not, because
Smash that subscribe button. Around,
then maybe give us a review.
5 stars, tell everybody. Less than that, tell us.
Damn it, I didn't. All right, this is from the Fontana Jim.
What?
Write all the words. 5 stars. Love these guys, but I'm allowed to rip them a new one. Where can I get a mythical Perfect Pour podcast t-shirt?
Wow.
All the other beer podcasts have shirts.
Oh.
I want to rep when I hit breweries. Mikey said I could write whatever I want, so as long as I rate them. Keep up the good work. Bye.
So send a self-addressed stamped envelope. We will send you a plain white t-shirt and a Sharpie.
We'll send you
the Perfect Pour kit.
Perfect Pour kit.
And a photo of our logo so you may create your own t-shirt.
One day we'll get that going. We'll get a Perfect Pour t-shirt available.
Yeah, and it'll be cool. One of these days.
It'll be fun. We'll do it at the 10-year anniversary party.
How's that? I hope we're not still here in 10 years.
Wow. No, Nick feels about doing the show now. Maybe he just didn't feel like showing up last week. He was like,
yeah. I need a me day.
Not feeling it.
I need a personal day.
Got some Netflix to be done.
I had to watch Solo.
Oh, have you watched Solo?
I was disappointed.
What? Disappointed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get disappointed.
Well, first of all, it wasn't Harrison Ford.
Well, okay, I get that.
Now you get it.
Yeah. What do you think? Again, CGI Harrison Ford to be 20 something?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Can you go ahead and do that? What's his name? Donald Glover?
Mm-hmm.
Freaking nailed it as Lando.
Yeah, did a great Lando.
Freaking nailed it. I don't know. I wasn't expecting the spaghetti Western.
Wow. See, a lot of people complain they want to see a Star Wars spaghetti Western.
Oh, man. Car chase, train robbery. I don't know.
Yeah. It was a space Western.
Yeah. I get it. He's a cowboy. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bringing in Chewie. That was cool.
It's fun. Come on.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but.
Well, we'll just agree to disagree.
You know, they probably could have found old footage that they didn't use in the original movies and just spliced it together and made a storyline out of it.
That could have worked.
And then it could have been Harrison Ford.
Just outtakes from
Chewie. Yeah. Chewie. 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 Da, 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 da.
They win. Yay.
They won. Here's our other review. This one's from Devil Driver 64.
All right. Listening.
Keep up 5 stars. Keep up the good work, guys. I've been listening to the show for about a year now, and I wish I had started sooner. This show is somewhat local to me, which makes me appreciate it even more.
Yeah, you hear that, people?
If your heart doesn't burst from your chest when you hear Nick speak, then you may be dead inside.
Wow.
I appreciate the love that these guys have for independent craft beer and the love that they have for their listeners. I mean, how many other podcasts have a whole segment dedicated to their listeners leaving voicemails?
Yes, how many?
Matt is an awesome resource to have in the studio since he works at Tioga and knows quite a bit about the technical aspects of brewing and the industry. Don't forget about Mikey, though. I love that dude and his impressions he does, and I love that he seems to be having a genuinely great time drinking beer and hanging with a couple of his buddies and helping put this show together. I appreciate what they do each and every week, and I hope they continue to show for a long time to come. See you guys later. I'm typing.
Wow. How'd you get a typewriter to connect to the internet? It's amazing.
He did it. Oh, yeah. Word processors probably can do that, right? Bust out an old word processor and probably get it hooked in.
Internet. On.
Go. Get my old ColecoVision out. Get in there. My Commodore 64.
Yes.
I did some computer programming on that thing.
Wow.
So is Mikey, are you basically the, just like the class clown of the podcast?
I guess so.
Where is he going with this?
Oh. That wasn't me. I didn't do that.
That's it. Last time we give Louie a mic.
Louie, see? Hillsbills, you wanted Louie to have a mic. Well, that's what happened.
I actually saw Hills Bills today.
Oh, you did?
She walked in front of the brewery.
Yo, hey! Nice walk! Got a nice walk!
I was on the lift taking down old wiring, and I was like, that's Hills Bills. And I'm like, but there was like the door was down, and I think she might have had headphones in, so there was no way that I would have been able to get her. Bar. No way I would have been able to get her attention.
She's like, nah, I'm listening to Perfect Part, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, but no, it's me, Matt, on the Perfect Part. Nah, can't hear you.
Yeah, good guess. That's what I'm listening to.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. We can come in.
Hell's bells.
You're all banging like the graduate. You're all banging on it. Hell's bells! Hell's bells!
And as soon as she looks up, he falls down. Can't see him.
She's all, what? Then I heard something.
That's weird.
Hey, well, is that all your guys' culture? All the
si, senor.
Si.
Let's get to some of them podcasts within a podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, we need to take a show beer break, so can somebody take this over for us?
Will you call me tonight?
Two ways you can contact the show or just get your podcast on the air. Fridge mic. Don't tell Matt.
Okay. Maybe he won't notice.
He won't notice.
Don't tell me what.
Ah, damn it. He heard.
Damn it.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Four. You can also record something on your phone and then send that file to us at perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com.
That was fast.
Just keep it. We like to keep it at one, but if you need to do two, we'll allow it. And we like to keep it under 3 minutes.
Fine.
It just keeps the flow, the flow of the show going.
Have a when thing.
It's, everything's
is
tighter
this the
like
bathroom
that.
Segment, or are you explaining something? I couldn't hear you. I was like over there.
Nothing. I don't know.
And Janine from Colorado.
Yay. All right, sorry. I'm sorry.
Doing folks?
Fucked it up.
Devil man.
I like it.
And Janine.
Oh, I see what they did there. Yay.
This is Imperfect Pour.
This is the Imperfect Pour.
I love this.
We're
going to
start out with culture.
Culture.
Hey, that's our thing.
I feel like if I don't do that, then no, Mikey's not going to do it. So we got to do it. Anyway, so River North has a new tap room opening up in Denver. We're super stoked because we're members of that brewery and our memberships carry over there.
Members.
It's
going
to happen on February 16th.
Avery has a new beer called Hazy-ish. which was pretty good.
That sounds lazy-ish.
I hope you guys get that one. It's actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get some of that good haze from Avery. But they kind of sold out a little bit, but they're still legit. And then we have breweries here doing resilience as well. So we got Four Noses is doing resilience.
Nice.
And so is
Periodic.
No, that'll be awesome.
Okay. Got
some looking out for beers. I am looking out for General Sherman IPA.
Don't do it.
Cool. Nobody knows where to get that.
And resilience.
Awkward silence.
I'm also looking out for a beer that Scotty91 was drinking called Tell Me What My Dreams Mean from Kent Falls Brewing.
Wow, that's a hell of a name.
Oh, God, I love that name.
What is that?
It's a hazy IPA.
Oh, of course it is.
And he gave it a 4.75, so God. Must be good.
Wow. You have to use your dream catcher on that one. Looking out for a beer called Fucking Hell.
From who?
It's a German beer. It's actually a Pilsner from Germany, and I don't know who brews it.
It's Austria.
Fucking hell in Austria. Sounds pretty good.
I'm looking out for anything from Silva Brewing, because Matt talks so highly of it.
Man. And we're also looking out for Enter Night by the Metallica beer, which is like, why would you make Mars a beer called Enter Night and then
make it a Pilsner?
It's a Pilsner.
They don't understand life.
It should be a stout.
Yeah. Stout. It's a beer. Anyways. I'm sure Nick would agree.
Yes. Agreed.
My Bincotts. I've been caught drinking a M43 from Old Nation.
Oh, wait. We got something we got to do here before we do our Bincotts.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay.
I love
it. Oh.
Yeah, I love it.
We're going to try a Mortal Canning Brute IPA from Paul made $5.
To the trained ear, that is a 12-ounce can. Scott Brewing out of Colorado, down in Durango. Quit it. Having technical difficulties right now. I'm sure Mikey knows what that feels like.
My other Bincott was Bleed Off Kolsch, Chaotic, and Green Citra back from Weld Works.
And I had a Melvin Asterisk beer at Perry's Pizza, and I forgot how badass that beer is. Those Melvin guys know how to kick ass at hops. That's for damn sure.
This brute's pretty good. It's dry. Fruity. Grape fruity.
Is that fruity?
Yeah. It's pretty good. That's probably the best brute I've had.
Yeah, I'm not on the brute train, but this one's not
Reggie
too bad.
Reggie uses brutes.
So quick cheers. Wow. Cheers out to Metal Beer Guy for doing some awesome shows.
Your call is awesome.
Cheers out to Scotty B because...
Scotty B's awesome.
Because you're awesome. Chief you.
Yeah,
Chief you.
Also you. Cheers out Chief to me, our friend Nick in hopes of returning to the show. Oh, missed him.
Yes, we got him back. He took enough of a break.
He'll be back.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Yay.
Bye.
You guys should have your own keep up the good work soundbite. What do you think of that?
They're making it really hard to pick a good... Making it really hard to pick the best of 2019 already.
I know. I mean, we could do a pretty solid best of 2019 show after these past few weeks.
After January sober.
Yeah, sober January.
Sober January.
Dry January. I'm doing dry January. Nobody cares. So we have a new beer here. I love that imperfect pour, by the way. Thanks, guys.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God. The aroma is so freaking good on this. This is from Zach's Brewing.
Is this exactly what you wanted?
It is exactly what I wanted. Exactly Mosaic?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Belching Beaver, but this is how you do a Mosaic beer.
This is how you do a Mosaic?
That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know how we got this since... Zach's has not started letting cans go out the door yet, but somehow it's here. We'll just leave it at that.
The bird dropped it off.
Mm-hmm. Was there any word on when Zach's can start? I mean, I talked to him in the parking lot of Save Mart a week ago.
Okay.
And he said we're close. He didn't give me a specific time, but as far as taking crawlers out the door. Yeah, they're not.
I believe he's waiting on the actual labels for the crawlers, the actual artwork to come in.
Okay.
You know, the stick, he's going to stick them.
The crawler artwork doesn't have to be approved by the government, does it? Because we're screwed if so.
Yeah, I don't know where that stands, but the actual labels themselves, he's waiting on to get in. He doesn't have, he can't.
Yeah, the physical actual label.
He needs a label, yeah.
Did the crawler labels have to get approved by anybody?
No.
Okay. You can just do whatever you want on crawler labels.
They just specify how much is in it, the government general warning, and where it came from.
You don't have to go through a whole thing process. All right, good. So we're close there. Mm-hmm. We're close to being able to, you know, other people being able to, ship out samples of yeast from Zach's Brewing.
Yeah. Start mewing.
We're not organized enough to do it, but you know, you can maybe find somebody else that is locally. Just come to Fresno. It's time. Beercation time. We have enough in Fresno now to have a weekend beercation. We wouldn't have been able to say that before Zach's opened up, I believe. I think we were close. And then Zach says, push us over the edge.
They're the clincher.
So now you can have a beercation in Fresno for our weekend. You can do it. So make your plans. Start making them. And look up our rep, Scotty B. And he'll tell you all about it.
Beer guided tour.
And I heard a rumor that the incubator tap room could be summertime. So make your plans for summer to spend time in downtown.
Oh, the incubator. Okay. Mm-hmm. Summertime. Yeah. That'll be cool too. I'm not sure if Paul emailed us. I'm not sure if this was just supposed to be for us to read to ourselves or not, but I'm reading it to everyone.
Oh boy.
Dear Perfect Poor Administrators, I think you mentioned you might want to use this song in some capacity. Outro. Anyway, it's yours for however you might find the use for it. It's a full-length song. I have to go to Colorado rather abruptly and an intermediate amount of time, and so I won't have access to any of my music or any way to make any more music till I get back, whenever that may be. So speaking of Colorado, although I am going to the southern part of the state near Durango, I'll be flying or training into Denver and thought you might want to be able to put me in touch with Colin and Janine.
Uh-oh.
May as well try to squeeze in and get it. So Colin and Janine, Paul is going to be coming through town. Wow. So email us and then we'll email you Paul's email or something and we'll get that going. But here is something that Paul emailed us. Usually I'd have this set up. But new stuff from Paul from Fairbanks.
I don't need a car to get from here to there. I use my legs and arms. And I don't need a house, a shelter from the air. It's only natural.
Now I remember. Paul was like, because we were like, this is our new outro. And he sent us the full version. Now I remember. Because he sent us partial. And we were like, oh, that's our new outro.
Oh.
From Fairfax.
Wow.
Beer Anthem. Here on the Perfect Pour.
I like the part where he said beer.
So
we're going to have to try. I'm going to have to try to pull it off this week for our outro. We'll see if I can do that live. Thank you, Paul. God, it's so nice having all these musicians that listen to the show and send us versions of things, of songs. I'm waiting for Nick to send us a drum song.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
I I will now perform YYZ by Rush.
Do it. Do it. It's really my favorite part is that kind of stuff. Oh, we have an email from Alex. Hey, guys, I'm emailing. Yeah. Want to send a quick update to my social contact info. I am Shmalek Shander. S-C-H-M-A-L-E-C-K-S-A-N-D-E-R. Shmalek Shander on Twitter, Instagram, and Untap. Pronounced Shmalek Shander. I know the name is ridiculous, and that's part of the appeal, but now my handle is consistent across all platforms, still in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina.
Raleigh.
Also, I want to leave you guys a voicemail. I know it takes time, 2-3 minutes, but so I'll have to get up to that soon. I love the mini-podcast approach, especially as I used to get to co-host my own full-length podcast, the Speaking Easy podcast. On cocktails and home bartending.
Oh, wow.
They're still going, but I've moved on. That's right. I'm both a recovering podcaster and a former cocktails over beer guy. I credit you guys and living in the state with great beer and oppressive ABC liquor laws for helping me bring me to the hazy side.
Oh, crap. Thanks. Look what you guys
Alex
did.
Alex Shmalek. Shmobanov. Thanks, Alex, for emailing in.
Wow.
Wow.
Sticking with us.
Yes.
Stick with beer.
We're doing the mini podcast within the podcast.
Stick with beer and you're in the clear.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Aaron, the beer metal dude from San Antonio, Texas. You are rep down here. Anyway, I just wanted to call again and talk about what y'all guys talked about on last week's episode. Especially when you brought up a lot of the news. First of all, the thing about the tasters and flights, mm-hmm. I guess I'm a little confused on the whole thing. And there was an article that someone posted in a beer group that I'm part of on Facebook. And I asked the same question and it doesn't seem to be very clear. To me, a flight of beer is, of course, your little tray with about 4 to 5 glasses, all about 4 ounces or so full. Those aren't free. You purchase those. Is that what they're talking about? Or are they talking about just the actual tasters? Like, hey, can I get a taste of that one beer before I try it? And I get that because, I used to be a bartender at a craft beer bar and, of course, working for a couple of breweries. And, sometimes I get a little annoyed when I'm sitting there and I listen to these people come in. I knew that this person was going to order a specific beer, but yet they're like, oh, can I try A, B, and C? Even though I know that they're going to fucking order D. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they just want to taste them just to taste them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know some people that will do that and then check into each beer. So are they doing it just for the check-in purposes? Uh-huh. Like, on Untappd. So it's like, all right, so now I've tasted 4 beers here at this bar or brewery, so I checked into all 4. So maybe that's why they're doing it. Or who knows why the fuck they're doing it. Get a little extra free buzz off of it, I guess.
Free buzz.
Enough samples, you're going to be okay.
Free buzz.
So what I used to do is I used to actually limit people to 3 tasters for the night. I used to, hey, can I try 1 and 2? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. You only have 1 more taster for the rest of the evening. And that's just the way I fucking did it. And I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But what about the flight thing? In my opinion, if you're going to go down the line and want to try 4 or 5 or 6 different beers, depending on how big the flight tray is, order a flight, the actual flight, the one that you purchase.
Don't be a cheap ass.
I don't see a problem with that. To me, there's enough of that beer within that glass for you to get the full effect of the beer. I mean, that's just my opinion on that whole matter. So is that what they're talking about, or are they talking about the free tasters? And when did free tasters actually become a thing? Like, do you go to, a restaurant and say, can I sample that hamburger before I buy it? Can I go ahead and get a little slice of that pizza just before I order it? Because I want to make sure it's the right way I like it. I mean, why is beer so different? Why are we the only ones to give out free samples? I really, really don't understand it. I hope you are enjoying Enter Sandman by Richard Cheese in the background.
Good old
I played
Richard
that
Cheese.
Because of y'all's talk about Enter Sandman on last episode as well. By the way, Lars is the worst drummer in the fucking world, and I can't stand that motherfucker. Keep up the good work, guys.
Cheers, Lars. Motherfuckers.
Layers.
Layers.
There's a... If you look on Stone's YouTube channel, there's a video of Lars hanging out with Greg at coming up, or basically drinking the new, the inner...
Oh, Stone Brewing. Yeah. That's like Living Stone? That's his YouTube.
No.
He brought local. It back. He made it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like backstage, and Lars, Greg goes to Lars's house, and they're like drinking that beer late in the night, and Lars is like, this is like the great beer, man, if you like beer and drinking, it's great beer, that kind of stuff.
I'm shocked you don't have an actual Lars impression.
No, I know, I've been working on it,
I'm shocked, I was waiting for you to drop it on us.
I got a bad Lars.
You know.
Yeah. There you go, Matt's on the right track.
No, I can't do that. Fuck.
Wow.
I've been trying.
The one time you let me down, Mikey.
One time.
Okay, 17th.
Come on. So, to answer this question,
mm-hmm.
Well,
Mr.
Sandman, that's not a taster.
Bring me a tree.
A flight different than a taster. And
I would agree with that. But I'm not the beer tender.
Could you? I don't think you should check in. I'm not going to check in a taste. Like, could I?
No, I will not check in a taster.
A sample.
Right.
I would call it a sample.
If it can fit in a Jello shot container, that is not considered a taste of beer.
Right. That's not worthy of a check in. But a taster's worth, that's check-in worthy to me, because like he was saying, you do get enough where I know what this beer is like.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen
that's
two the level or three ounce check-in. Flights. They're usually 4 or 5 ounces.
Yeah,
right.
I think right. So. Maybe some places have right? those tiny ones.
Yeah, but 4 ounces, you're good. That if you're like beer festival tasting glass size or better.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Do you have, Matt, do you have anyone that comes that's abused the, like, let me get a little sample of that.
Yes.
Like, just over samples.
Yes.
Free buzz.
Do you guys have a nickname for over samplers?
Free no, buzzers.
There's no industry nickname for samplers.
So let me give an example. First off, to answer his question, they were talking about both. Like, they didn't have flights, and they don't do tasters. It's, you get one beer, and you drink the whole thing.
That was the Fresno Brewing Company mentality.
And then, personally, I've had people come into the tap room, and they're like, oh, I normally like light beer. What do you have? And I'm like, okay, we have this, we have this, we have this. So you'll give them a sample. Here's Golden Ale, here's Half Dome, here's Zorro. They try all three of those. And they fire back like, I'll just get a General Sherman. And I'm like, you wanted light and not bitter, and you ordered General Sherman.
You end up ordering an IPA.
Okay. Yeah. And that's happened more often than people have just see them get bitter beer face. No, I'll just get a Sherman. I'm like, what? Okay.
So you're getting one of our bitter beers. That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah. So that's happened.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving!
Daddy B.
So hey, I wanted to say I really enjoyed that rant from Mikey about the Weezer. Uh-oh. And people were saying, oh, Weezer's never gonna do better than that one album. Like, I'm not even, like, I don't hate Weezer or anything, but I'm not a Weezer fan. Weezer's okay, I can take him or leave him. But Mikey, with that rant, you made me care about the way people are like, oh, they'll never be better than that album. By the end of it, at first I was like, oh, Weezer's somebody, who cares, right? But by the end of his rant, I'm like, yeah, back off of Weezer.
That's right. Leave Weezer alone.
Leave alone. It's like that for any band. Jerks. So great job, Mikey. Making me care about something I didn't really care about. Good job. You're a pro.
That's my thing.
You should do this for a living. Well, anyway, that reminds me, speaking of music and junk, me and Kelly were talking at Tony Bagg's birthday bash about Imagine Dragons. Oh, and no. I have a little version of their song, It's Time. And, you know, that's the song
they ripped off something
where at the beginning of the song, it's a bunch of clapping and stomping. It's all... So this is my version of their song. Don't worry, it's really short. Here we go. So it starts out with the clapping and the stomping, and then the guy starts singing, and this is my version of what he says. Please listen to me clap and listen to me stomp. I'm clapping and I'm stomping. Stomping and I'm clapping. And then it continues with the... So yeah, that's what I was talking to her about, but I didn't actually sing it because it was so loud in there that she wouldn't have heard it anyway. So hopefully she's listening to this show and she can hear it.
Sure.
So, oh good, I still have time. I thought it said 206.
You're fine. You're
it's
fine.
207.
Go
or
ahead.
Whatever.
You got
well, anyway,
20 seconds.
Hope to see you folks at Zach's Brewing. I'm going out of town this weekend, so
Ooh.
I won't be there this weekend, but most
Ooh.
Weekends, as long
Actually,
as I'm in town,
might be there this weekend.
I'll be there, okay? Got some great
Saturday.
Stuff on tap and more great stuff great. Underway. Yeah. Not underwear, yeah. underway. So keep up the great work.
Oh.
I'm driving.
Scotty B. Thank you, Scotty B, for calling the show.
Woo.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be at Zach's and Tioga Saturday evening, hopefully, because of the whole Creative Fresno radio station.
Oh, radio yeah.
jig.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to be live podcasting?
Maybe.
There's going to be live
yeah,
podcasting.
That's on the flyer. I think it's just going to be Josh walking around, if they call that live podcasting, but
yep.
it's going to be happening. You're going to be podcasting, right, Matt?
I'll be working.
With a microphone, maybe?
I'm probably going to have to run sound at one of the stages.
Ooh.
So.
Board up.
Board up.
Board up.
Board opportunity.
And that's all the email / email file voicemail stuff.
Oh, boy.
It's time to go on to our voicemail at 559-492-05. This person right now.
You are now.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Paul.
It's Paul.
Wait a minute.
I'm calling you on the in-between days, as Scotty B refers to it.
The world
Thursday.
Between
haven't
worlds.
Heard this week's show yet. Don't know what's going on. But I was just looking at the news online, and I saw this headline that says, authorities confirm Fresno hit by a tornado.
We did.
So I'm hoping everybody's okay. I hope that Futon 55 didn't get sucked up into a funnel cloud or anything like that.
That'd be bad for Tony Bags.
I'm sure you guys are fine. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the Ghost of Anheuser-Busch. I'm hoping to hear back from him.
Sure, we'll
I
back.
Also have some sad news to impart. I had to put in my notice at Iron Springs.
No!
I love the job. I love the place. But I've got some personal shit I gotta take care of, and it means I'm going to unfortunately be leaving the state of California for a while, and I will be in Colorado. Maybe I'll get a brewing job in Colorado. I don't know, but,
hopefully there's a brewery.
Unfortunately, it's in the opposite part of Colorado from Colin and Janine, so there won't be a whole lot of get-its happening unless they feel like driving 6 or so hours to the Durango area. Anyway, but yeah, so don't come to Iron Springs to visit me because I won't be there anymore. So
that's on my way right now.
That's the sad truth. All right, guys. I hope everybody is doing well and keep up the good work.
Not doing well now.
Keep it clear, bros. Cheers.
Keep it clear.
What?
No.
Wait. Did he? Can we replay that? Can we go back to the tape?
No.
Can we replay that last comment? The very last comment we might have ever heard from Paul.
He didn't make any comments.
The very last thing Paul might have ever said to us.
That was, no comments.
He said, and I quote,
I feel like that's
keep
not the last at all.
It clear.
Because maybe he still left comments.
Clear it, keep, you will.
Hey, guys. It's Paul. I got a little update.
Nice.
About my last
right.
call. My last day Iron Springs is this coming Saturday.
Oh, all right.
And then the following Wednesday, I'm getting on a train and arriving in Denver the evening of Thursday, January 31st. And I'm going to have to spend the night in Denver and then rent a car the next day and drive down to Pagosa Springs. But since I'm going to be there Thursday evening, I was wondering if Colin and Janine would be interested in a get it.
Are they?
I know you guys don't live in Denver proper.
They are.
But
just speaking on their behalf, they're interested.
Right? That's close enough. Much of a pain in the butt. The Amtrak station is right there, smack dab in the middle of the city, and I imagine there's probably breweries galore.
Probably.
So, yeah, hopefully you hear this, and maybe we could get some contact info, exchange that, and make a plan. I hope it works out. That would be super cool. Maybe you guys can give me some guidance, too. I don't know where to stay or any of that stuff. I'll figure it out. But all right, cool. That's it. Sorry to use the precious voicemail time as a freaking message board. But
I like
anyway,
it,
hope you guys are all well, and I'll check with you soon. Cheers.
Check your dates.
Cheers.
For Paul, we can
like
do that.
It. There might be
Where's that going?
It. So.
Oh.
I like already, that well, there's.
Too late. Good,
no, give it to him.
Just pour it.
Give it to him.
Come on.
I was rinsing my glass.
It looked like you already poured some.
Nope. You just rinsed his glass. Too late.
Too late. But.
There's a
it's the only
beer,
clear beer on the table and it goes away from me.
The dial here. It's going to go to Nick and he's going to have to read it off because he's going to get it.
It is Alvarado Street.
Alvarado Street. Chief.
Motor Oil number 3.
Did you get this?
I did.
Imperial Stout.
The Golden Gods going to buy this in the future?
With
they might pay me back. We'll see what happens.
And maple syrup.
This was at MGA and the Loop?
Yep.
It's in the Calzone Zone, bro.
And so,
and it was not cheap.
So Paul from Durango.
Wow. That's going to be taking some get used to.
If you're in the Marin, San Francisco area, you're listening to this on Friday. Saturday is the last day for Paul at Iron Springs in Fairfax. So go there. I don't think he's in there in the evening. So go there early. Go there for lunch. Ask for Paul. Uh-huh. The last time you could ask for Paul, apparently.
Ask to use the landline.
Buzz me the fuck out because I was terrible about taking trips last year. I just basically didn't.
Oh.
And producer Becky and I, being from Marin, producer Becky, those that listen to Dorktown fully know well that Becky is from Marin. Or she considers herself from Marin. She's really from Fresno, but she considers herself.
Oh, boy.
Her teenage years, she's from Marin. And that's when your teenage years
you become
like,
a person.
Yeah, that's where you sort of identify, like, that's where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And so producers always say she's from Marin. And I keep talking about, like, I got to go to Iron Springs. I want to see Paul at Iron Springs. This is a big deal for me. We need to go. And I'm terrible. We haven't done it. But I'm just like, what? Well, I'll be able to do it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, plenty of
time. Now it's going away.
Oh, man.
I don't like it.
You better clear your calendar.
It's my fault. Maybe we'll make a run Saturday. I don't know. But then there's a whole thing at Tioga. Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Life. It's
life.
It's compounding.
Life. Wow. Thanks, everybody, for calling in.
What would Louie do?
Get ready for Durango. Now we have a Durango rep. So hopefully there's... I've never heard of a brewery in Durango. I mean, obviously there's got to be. It's Colorado. But I've not heard of a brewery in Durango.
She called me
Speaking
up
of.
And left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks, everybody. What's going on? So what we got here, Nick? You liking this motor oil?
This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A wee bit better than the last stout.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers.
beers, looking out for, looking out for beers, looking out for beers.
What?
Beers get released constant. It's constant releasing of beers
all the time.
Beer calendars, beers, everything. Nick.
When's the next Ballast Point coming out?
I don't know.
Okay.
Have you looked at Ballast Point's calendar?
Negative.
Do they even bother now that they're fucking big beer?
I hear they're open in Disneyland now.
Yeah. No, I'm not going.
No, I'm not going.
Producer Becky was on Ballast Point opening in Disneyland. So I guess we got to go next time. I was like, no, we're not going that. She's like, what do you mean? It's craft.
Are you feeling okay?
She's like, it's beer in Disneyland. I was like, no, we're not going to that. I'm like, well, where else are we going to go? It's downtown Disney. It's a beer place, Mike. We're obviously going to go. I was like, no, we're not going to go. You don't understand. They're fucking, it's Corona and they're fucking evil and they're bad. And we're not going to the Ballast Point and downtown or Disney. We're not doing it. Like, okay, weirdo.
Thanks. She thinks she's finally got you figured out.
I'll just go to Rainforest Cafe and be like, yeah.
No, don't do that.
Woo! Rainforest Cafe!
My cup lights up.
Yeah, my cup's lighting up. Screw you guys at Ballast Point. I'm at Rainforest Cafe.
Me and the monkey.
Yeah.
We're getting hammered.
There's going to be a storm. It's going to happen inside here.
Inside
storm. And the monkeys are going to go crazy. It's going to be fun.
I'm going to drink with the elephant.
Screw you and your beer over there.
Drinking with the elephant.
Yeah. I'm going to have a mixed drink.
Mixer.
One of those tropical drinks.
A hurricane.
Yeah.
Hurricane Slurricane.
What are you looking out for, Nick?
That was fun. Let's do more of that.
Okay.
How about something from Frem? P-F-R.
Oh, Oregon's Frem.
M. Their bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout sounds mighty tasty.
I'm sure it is.
Thanks to Lumber Jose, I'm now looking out for...
Lumber Jose.
Filthy McNasty from North High Brewing.
Good name, good name.
Russian Imperial Stout from them. He says, just what a rainy cold day needs. Nice and roasty, nothing fancy, just a good old stout. Hashtag forever stout season.
Forever. Stout forever. Forever stout.
Forever.
Hashtag forever stout.
How about, have you guys seen this one?
Nope.
Let's first pretend Matt's here. This is from Northern Monk. Is that the, yes, Northern Monk is the brewery.
Okay.
Skeletory.
Skeletor.
So this is a beer. The label has the, a character that looks much like the enemy of He-Man.
Yep. Skeletor.
Yes.
But not enough to get sued.
But not enough to get sued. And he's reading a newspaper that says Brexit on it.
Skeletor is reading British newspapers.
And I'm guessing he's laughing with his evil cackle, like as if he created Brexit. And he's laughing.
That's good. Skeletor probably did create Brexit.
Yeah, well, there you go. Evil doing.
Yeah.
How about some Veldwerks?
Veldwerks.
Veldwerks.
Veldwerks. It's good.
And this is Alpine Chateau from Veldwerks. It is
how romantic.
It is an imperial stout. And that's all I know. No, imperial milk stout.
Oh.
Milk stout. It means it's hazy. It's a hazy stout.
Oh, you don't like that.
I don't like that. And this one I've never heard of before. It's a Brazilian craft beer company, Invicta. No grain, no gain.
No grain, no gain. Nice.
No grain, no gain.
Brazil's got a pretty big craft beer scene for, you know, what you would think.
Like, for Brazil.
Yeah.
For Brazilian.
But, like, they're on the map. Like, if you're going to look throughout the world for craft beer scenes, Brazil is there.
Nice.
And... I just noticed because on Instagram, there's a lot of Brazil people in the craft beer Instagram world.
Nice.
Sweden, Brazil, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit Japan, little bit Korea, Canada, obviously, England, obviously. I wonder if India. I saw something about India recently.
Damn.
So this is the new growth market for craft beer. This is other countries.
Oh.
we apparently.
So all the rock bands we like that are playing now in Brazil because they're doing better.
Yep.
All the beer is going to go down beer there too.
Yep. All the beer.
Where'd Sierra Nevada go? Oh, they moved to Brazil. Yeah.
They're in Brazil.
They're big in Brazil.
They're big in Brazil. Big in Brussels. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Where's Narwhal? Oh, it's in Brazil.
Narwhal.
It's called Le Narwhal.
What are you looking out for?
I'm looking out for a few different beers.
They don't even know what the metric system or no, quarter pounder is.
Metric system, man. Do
Matt. Peter Brewer, 87.
I already mentioned that Upslope, the experimental hop IPA.
Mm-hmm.
But
Oopslope.
Yeah, it's Oopslope.
Oopslope. Mortar oil's getting better.
Tomorrow today is an IPA with Citra, Simcoe, and Mosaic hops. You know it, you love it. That is from Rustic Ales in Capitola.
Oh, Capitola, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Then
right there by the Santa Cruzes.
Mm-hmm. Then there is Up, Up, and Away. It is a triple dry hopped Imperial IPA that is in collaboration with Sand City Brewing. So I want to know what a triple dry hop double IPA tastes like.
I
Mikey.
Do too.
And
how can you bring that show when somebody finds it for you?
And Magnify has the most obnoxious address. It's 1275 Bloomfield Avenue, Building 7, Unit 40C, Fairfield, New Jersey.
Wow.
Hey, Fairfield, New Jersey. That's cool.
Yeah. That's exact.
It's very exact.
Yeah.
Longitude, latitude.
1275 Bloomfield Avenue, Building 7, Unit 40C, Fairfield, New Jersey.
All right.
Imagine having to explain that to anybody.
One of our listeners from New Jersey, we have a couple New Jersey reps. I want you to go to that location, take a picture, and send it to us.
Oh, Mikey Toppour follows them.
Oh, I do. I follow a lot of New Jersey stuff because the producer Becky's born in New Jersey, and we took a Jersey trip there a couple of years ago.
Marin,
I have a
New Jersey, Fresno. Where is she from,
she's
Mikey?
All the places, man. All the places. So I have a fondness for all the New Jersey places.
Did you know? The Statue of Liberty is technically in New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't. Really?
Maybe.
I believe it.
Maybe.
It is.
Google it.
The producer's cousin had a place in a high rise in New York.
Yeah.
And it you could look out over the Statue of Liberty. It was a pretty freaking amazing place, actually. And it is closer to the New Jersey side than it is to the New York side. So I would believe that was actually in New Jersey.
And then there's Eagle Park Brewing Company out of the Milwaukee. Area.
Milwaukee.
Wisconsin.
That's for.
They are releasing. They have an extremely cool label, which I'll show it to you guys. They morphed a can and a cassette tape.
Ah, yes.
On the look at that.
Oh my god! That label, I want it.
And it is called Double Dry Hop Set List, a double dry hop version of our flagship American IPA.
Doesn't matter.
Brewed with twice the amount of Citra, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops, coming in at 5.6%.
Now that's on mine, too. Everyone, look out for this beer and send it to us.
Yeah.
Send it to our UPS box.
Doesn't say Midcoast or East Coast, or it says American IPA.
American. It's an American beer.
So, yeah. I want to know what double dry hop set list from Eagle Park.
Me too. Who's whoever the hell's around Eagle Park? Jeez, come on.
Wisconsin.
Is that all? You
have more? Yeah, that's a fair amount of looking out for us.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to look out for these Alvarado streets, but I was like, well, I'll just get in the car and go.
I already got him.
Now you got him.
Got my ass in the car and drove right on over there.
I'm looking out for some Humble Seas. Santa Cruz.
Ooh, there's a good one.
Santa Cruz's Humble Sea. There's two of them. There's Tiny Umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tropical IPA.
Okay.
It's got all the hops you want. Mosaic, blah, blah, citra, blah, 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 blah. And the Friendship. And the label is so cool. It's got that Steve Zissou kind of design vibe.
Hmm.
What
is that?
The Wes Anderson movie, Steve Zissou, the Aquatic Life, Steve Zissou with the one with Bill Murray and the submarines and all that stuff.
Damn it. Sorry.
You need to get on your Wes Anderson movies.
Okay.
Nick.
I'll get on that.
But
I'm doing it right now.
It's just a really rad can. I wouldn't even care about the beer. I just want the can. But the beer sounds really awesome too.
You're awesome.
I don't know about that. And the Bells has the
Alive?
No, not Bells from Dorktown. He is alive.
Okay.
There was There was almost a Dorktown last week.
Ooh, that would have been so good. Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't.
So good when it hit your lips.
But it was almost though. There's a Bell's Brewing. There's a double Two Hearted.
Whoa.
Two Hearted Ale, one of the most famous indie beers ever. Now there's a double.
Why can't they just call it Quad Hearted?
Quad Hearted. Quad Hearted. So there's some things to look out for. By the way, I don't think we talked about the exactly enough.
The Mosaic. Oh, really?
Ah, damn it.
Oh, really?
It's good. If you're in Fresno.
It's fantastic.
Really,
his Exactly it. Series is going to be kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he started with the Mosaic.
No, he didn't they start with the Citra?
He did Citra on opening day. Opening day. But
come on, bro. Come on.
I missed it. That thing blew quick.
Oh, it blew before he got there.
He only had three kegs. Gone.
And then was gone.
Yeah, then he releases three IPAs in 2 weeks, and now it's just...
It's on.
Now it's like you don't know what to do when you go in there.
It's like he's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to get on that board, that Untappd board. We'll tell you what to call it later on.
Coming up.
Coming up on the show. Your significant other walked in on you drink. You're in your beer closet.
Yeah.
Secret, ooh, beer closet. Just, yep.
I haven't had that for a while.
And, what are you doing? Nothing. You drinking in here? No. Are you beer closeting? No. I was getting my clothes ready for tomorrow's work day. Folding my laundry. Oh, really? With the doors closed, huh? Yeah, I didn't want to disturb you.
Has been quiet.
It's been quiet.
Remember we talked about this? Quiet.
Yes. What? Matt, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. We're all on Untappd. We're keeping this app alive. If Untappd goes away, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Moleskine, start an app for us.
Moleskine, start a beer app, please, now.
Make a beer log book.
Yes, please. Oh, I do have a Moleskine beer log book.
Look you.
Look on MikeyTopor.com. There's a video of it even. But anyway, so
field notes.
Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
Let's see. It was my second time to the Olympic Full Circle. Had a juicy
new beer bar.
Juicy.
Fresno.
Well, it was that Spokeasy. I had a Mind Haze from Sierra Nevada. Not Firestone. I can tell things apart.
Not in the second hour.
Yeah.
Nobody can expect like quality in the second hour. So it's mind all haze.
It's all quantity, show. Baby.
It's all Rammy.
To me, god awful label, decent beer.
Ooh.
So
what's got a god awful label?
The mind haze. It's like
mind haze has been all the talk this week because it's 9:50 at Save Mart.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So six pack.
Expensive.
That's a thing.
So how is this mind haze? Because I'm seeing like pretty much lukewarm reviews across the board.
If you've had Hazy Little Thing and you enjoyed it, it's comparable.
You'll be fine with
that. It's comparable.
That's what I thought.
It's apples to oranges.
If whatever restaurant you're drinking at and they have one Firestone handle and it's mind haze, that's okay.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
And also had a Modern Times Ice while I was there at the Spokeasy.
Ooh,
always a solid interesting. Beer.
You love that beer.
I do. I appreciate a good Pilsner or light lager, whichever you want to call it. At Goldstein's, obviously you can tell there's a trend. I was out and about. I had a Penske Files. I had another beer before that. I do not remember what it was called.
Anybody that saw Matt drink this beer, yeah, please contact us. Let us know what it was.
I did not check it in. I did not take a photo of it. Gosh. So that's just what happened. Opened up my crowler of Hopkick Murphy. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Great
beer.
Name.
And, who's that from?
Central Coast.
Okay. But you guys at Tioga Sequoia is going to have the Dropkick Murphys at Tioga,
correct,
right?
Correct.
So you hear that. The actual band is going to play in Tioga. What's the date on that Dropkick Murphy show?
March 13th.
So in March.
No, March 20th. Ooh.
Sometime in March, if you're like thinking about coming to Fresno in your Dropkick Murphys van, that this is the time to come because they will be playing at Matt's place. And Matt will meet them and there'll be a chance to take a picture. And then Matt will be like, nah, I'm good. Like, you want to take a picture of Dropkick Murphys? And Matt will be like, nah, I'm cool.
Photographic memory.
Now I'll remember this. And be like, nah, I want to take a picture. I'll remember this.
You think I'd know this, but.
Yeah, well, you got a lot going on there at the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden.
Hold on, I'm going to.
I mean, it's right across the street from Zach's. How can you be expected to stay focused?
Wow,
I'd be always looking over at Zach.
Sorry, like, atmosphere
over there.
Atmosphere's on the 13th. Flogging Molly's on the 20th of March.
All right, there you go. Flogging Molly, 20th of March.
So not Dropkick.
Not
Murphys
Dropkick
at all.
Murphys at all, but Dropkick Murphys are playing somewhere.
Somewhere. In so March.
I'm sure it's a pretty cool place.
Coming to a place
but
near
Flogging
you.
Flogging Molly. They'll be at Tioga. Don't expect to Dropkick Murphys because they won't be there.
The last time
to see a Dropkick Murphys.
They might be in Boston, like hanging out at their houses, probably, if you want to see them. But Flogging Molly, they'll be at Tioga Sequoia.
Last time Flogging came to town, they toured with Dropkick.
See, there's my confusion. Because I totally remember that.
Rainbow Ballroom.
It's a good venue if you don't care about drinking.
They have Guinness.
All right.
Never mind. You said it correctly.
That's something, though. Any more? Been cut drinking.
I also had some Exactly Mosaic. I had it at the tap room.
Ooh, it's so good.
After my shift
you
on...
You like Mosaic, get the fuck down there before it's gone.
Either Fridays or Saturdays after I clock out from work, I walk across the street and I'll have a kombucha and I'll sip on a little 4 ounce of something that they're offering.
You like kombucha?
I do.
Hmm. Do you like... Do you feel better after you've had a kombucha?
Oh, yeah.
Changing really? His opinion yeah.
It like bumps.
You.
It like bumps up your levels?
For me, I'm known as what the people say, the acid reflux is.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
I'm there with you.
If I have a kombucha, I usually for the next 2 or 3 days, I just, whatever symptoms I was having They're just not there.
Oh,
so for me, it does the trick. Something and it also fits in the of it's not water and it's not beer, so it's right in between category. It almost looks like you're drinking a Berliner Weiss too. Oh. So you're just incognito around people.
Yeah, you're like, oh, people are like, okay, that guy's okay. And you're like, ha ha ha, it's a kombucha.
At Gold's and Tioga and Zach's, we all carry the Brew Doctor. It can be found at Target and other places in town, but I do recommend that brand.
Right.
And I also opened another Crowler.
Jeez.
S. Crowler S shot from Silva Brewing. So got to sip on that. That's their smoked porter.
I heard some Colorado people are looking out for Silva.
Hey.
Had I known.
But, yep, too late now. Yep. We'll never get it now.
I'll see I can't get some Sherman and some Internight out their way. That might be doable.
Yeah, don't make any promises. Sure.
Get some double dry out going.
Shermers.
I got the Shermies.
Rims. That's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Look at Louis.
Be his friend. Louis, active show for Louis. Nick.
Hello.
Dealing with Louis now. What did you drink this week and maybe even last week? No, we covered your last
one. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was totally
we
here.
We did it on the show. We looked at your Untappd and saw what you checked into.
Nice. And
reported on it.
Yeah, all Zach's beers.
Yep.
There you go.
So what did you drink this week?
Sless Oatmeal Stout from?
I don't know.
Iron Springs.
Oh, how did you do that?
I don't know. I found one in my fridge.
Damn it.
Meant to be.
Damn it. Fucking shit.
Paul's donated to you from Paul.
Going to Durango. Maybe we'll move to Durango.
I don't know. Now coming to you live from Durango.
I wonder what's the cost of living in Durango?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we could record a podcast in the back of a Dodge Durango.
All right.
Yeah, that's probably more our style. Yeah,
there you go.
That sounds right. We could do it. I'll move to Durango or Paul. That's fine.
I wish you good luck. I also had a Big Bad Baptist 2018 from Epic Brewing.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And a Hoptologist from Knee Deep Brewing on tap at the Eureka Burger.
Oh,
it's fresh.
How, it's a fresh keg?
Fresh keg.
All right. You sure?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a month, so
yeah,
it's at least a month old.
Yeah. I don't go there as much anymore.
But rare to see a Knee Deep tap in Fresno these days.
That's true. All right. What else? Anything else?
Just some Sherms and some Celebration Ale left over from...
Whoa! Trying to get rid of that Celebration Ale.
Somebody's got to drink it.
I got to drink it, honey. I got to drink it. Come to bed. But I got to drink this
Celebration. I bought it in November. It's getting old.
I'll be up for a while.
In the closet. Don't worry.
Good night, sweetie. Let me drink it in Celebration.
That's the other beer I had. Okay, cool.
What was it? What did you have?
Oh, Growers from Alvarado.
Oh, okay.
They're pale.
Oh,
sorry.
Just wanted to brag.
It just came to me.
Those Growers.
What's happening?
Also bought it at MGA. It was out, sold out today.
MGA in the loop, man. That's the hot bottle shop in Fresno right now. MGA on the loop.
And it's close to my house.
They got the Alvarados. They don't even know what they got.
Do they? Do you even, bro?
That's all you've been getting? Mm-hmm. The Nick 80 on Untappd and all the social medias. You want to be his friend, he'll probably accept it.
Should be my neighbor.
Most likely.
Like, no. Maybe I won't. Let's see. What did I do? You can find me, Dorktown is my handle, but if you search for Mikey Topor, I'm sure... it'll come up, and make sure you let me know that you listen to the show. We become friends on Untappd so I can put you into the group. What? You can make groups.
Secret.
I would suggest if you're a listener of the show and you have some friends on Untappd that you know that are listeners, also other listeners of the Perfect Poor, you can create a group. Create a group and you say Perfect Poor listeners, and then you can look at, you can just look at that group's check-ins and you can interact with them, and it makes it easier to look at their check-ins as well.
Sure it does.
It does. Sure.
Sure.
What did I drink? Let's see if I can figure out this app. This app that I'm on every day that I'm very aware of. Right now.
Not working for you at all
Now it's not working at all.
Oh, you need this right now? Yeah. Oh, let me update for you.
I had a Full Circle Brewing's, Fresno's Full Circle Brewing Peach Bomb, because Matt left one of them for me. I drank it. Had all kinds of floaties in it.
Ooh.
Matt's yeast. Just like, just take it easy. It's yeast, bro. I'm like, bro, there's lots of floaties in there.
Is my beer bad?
Yeast had settled, and you probably aggressively poured that.
And pissed off all the yeast.
It agitated it.
We're all like, ah, we're mad. We're yeast and we're mad. And I had a Fulton Street IPA from Tioga Sequoia. That Mosaic Double IPA from Belching Beaver that I don't like, but at least the brothers like. That's fine. That's all I had. Very, very, very late week of drinking for me. So find us on Untappd.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
We're going to do the reveal for the term for the board, the Untappd board. Please remind me. Matt, remind me after cheers, because I might forget and we might just like end the show without me doing it.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Damn it. Cheers to our Golden God. We have two new Golden Gods.
What? Woo! Not one, but two.
We lost a couple in the past month, but we gained two, so we're back to even.
Okay.
Woo! That's pretty cool. Big cheers to our new Golden God, Chris Buchanan. Thank you, Chris, for being a new Golden God to the show, donating money.
Thanks,
$5 Chris. or more to the show via Patreon, patreon.com/perfectboard. You go there and you're just like, I like what these guys do. I've got $5 a month that I don't care about. I'll give it to these guys. Yes. And then you can get a little bit of bonus audio. Yep. Every week we have bonus audio from the show called The Tailgate, which is very similar to when we were listening to Paul's song. They sent us. It's very similar to that. So if you're like, I liked when they played Paul's song and just talked over it. It's kind of like that. So thank you, Chris, for being a new Golden God. And then also, another Chris. That was a Chris with a K.
Whoa.
That was Chris with a K. And this is Chris with a C-H-R-I-S, Chris. Chris Varney. Chris, if you look him up, he's Chris.
You do the work.
Chris is a cavern. CHRISAKAVERN on the social media. Untappd, if you're on Untappd. So, Chris is another new Golden God. So, big cheers to all the Chris's. Both Chris, every spelling of Chris, we cheers. Doesn't matter how you spell it. If you're Chris and doesn't matter how you spell it, we cheers you.
Cheers you.
Thank you, guys. Also, cheers to the Hangar _ Lake Tahoe. The owner of the Hangar in South Lake Tahoe listens to the show.
What?
So if you're in South Lake Tahoe,
wow,
you like craft beer, go to the hangar and like start saying like, hey guys, I'm at the hangar.
You hear that noise? It's my turn signal.
It's my turn signal. So go. You don't, if you're in South Lake Tahoe and you're like, there's no way there's crap beer. There is. Go to the hangar.
Hangar.
And cheers to Pine and Palm. Their anniversary is today. You're listening to this Friday anniversary. Cheers to Pine and Palm for, I think it's the second anniversary.
Third
anniversary.
It's Roger's birthday.
Oh, it's also Roger's birthday at the same time?
Yep.
Holy crap. Look at that. Happy birthday, Roger. Happy birthday to Pine and Palm. I had the best Pine and Palm we've ever had. Was that last week?
Foggy Nelson.
Foggy Nelson. I hope there's still some Foggy Nelson. Because producer Becky was like, we got to go. I was like, okay. So we might be there Friday. We might be there right now.
Right now.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But I hope so. But cheers, Pine and Palm and all our local places. We've got, like, I haven't even been to freaking the new Full Circle Audis. Been there for a couple weeks. I haven't been, like, this is the world we live in now where like new things are popping up and I
can't get to them quick enough.
It's a great world and I love it. And what do you got for some cheers, Matt?
Cheers out to Ernie and Jared from the Full Circle Olympics. Wonderful fellas that I get to see more often now. And then cheers out to Mario. Thank you for donating that beer to us and the quick hug exchange that we had. You know?
Hug it out. Hug.
And then cheers out to Phil. He holds down the bar at Goldstein's on the Tuesdays. Philly Tuesdays, as we call it. And wonderful gentleman. So those are my cheers for this week.
All right. Nick, double cheers. 2 weeks of cheers.
Two, sure. Yes, let's pretend that's happening. I'm going to cheers, because I was a listener last week, I want to cheers those who took the time to send in their own podcast within a podcast. So cheers to Lumber, cheers to Beer Metal Show, cheers to Wrestling with Beer, right? Is that the Scotty 91?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good show.
Yeah, those are all killer. Oh, Colin and Janine, all killer. Inception.
The Imperfect Pour?
Yes. Or maybe theirs was this week. I can't remember. I forget so soon. I like it, though.
It's good.
As a listener, I like
it. You're like, yes. Like, finally some good show.
Finally something good happening here.
I got to sit through
past these guys.
Other stuff and then get to the good show.
15 skip.
15. Now they're talking about good stuff. All right, that's all. Cheers.
That's my cheers.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the show.
Hey.
Oh, don't forget. What is it, Matt?
You said don't forget to do something after cheers.
That was. You're right. We do not forget to do something.
Damn it, we were almost free.
Yeah, I almost forgot. Untap. So, when you're in a venue and you're going to check it in on tap, you're in the venue, you're checking in, get yourself on that untap board. Here's what you're going to call it. This is from the Porum, and this is from Twitter. Everything.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is what has been the most votes.
Okay.
For what we should call that. When you do that, when you have your name across the whole untap board, it's all you. Here it is what you call it.
Brr.
Sweep the board.
Yeah.
That is what won.
The only thing it should be called.
Overwhelmingly won. There were some other votes for other things, like, you know, run the board and board sweep. Well, it's just me.
Board sweep.
Things. But here is what you call it. Sweep the board. So use the hashtag sweep the board. When you're at a venue and you're on Instagram, social, Twitter, on untap, whatever, you're like, you take a picture, you're like, I swept the board, guys. Sweep the board. You sweep the board. That's what it's called.
Sweep the board.
You sweep the
Interesting.
Board.
Interesting. The one on top won.
Well, that's true. All these
leading
polls,
the audience.
All
maybe?
These. I didn't though. I really that I wasn't the one I wanted to have. That wasn't what
I'm
I
sure there's
picked.
Lots of spelling errors and other things in the other.
Yeah, probably. Sounds right. So sweep the board once.
Sweep the board.
So when you do that, when you see your name across the board, all you, you have swept the board. You sweep the board. Sweep the board.
Sweep it.
Remember that.
Sweep it.
You can remember anything from this show. Sweep the board on a tap. Enjoy the show. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Have fun. Follow us on social media. Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
The Nick 80.
C.
And Mikey Top Ooh. 4.
Don't forget to mark your calendars for 2021 when we finally do the Old Beer Festival.
The Old Beer Festival. What's that?
You'll find out.
All right. Can't wait for 2021. All right. Perfect4pod.com. If you want any more for information, Perfect4pod on social media. Thanks, guys, for listening. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun.
Check
your dates.
Paul
from Durango. I don't like it.
This is weird.